Sometimes it seems to me that working as a naturalist is both an effort at creating a mind control situation. You want to introduce animals to people. You want to have them under your spell so they pay attention. But also, it's work that involves cutting through mind control, cutting through expectations of what people might find in nature. So I want to read a couple of poems that address the work of being a naturalist and when you come up against expectations, when they're undercut and when they entrance at the same time. I think nature is sometimes a bit like a fairy tale. And there's beauty to that, and there's also danger. So this first poem is called "The Shepherd of Tourists on a $20 Sunset Cruise Speaks." For the third time today, 12 miles out and back to the whales, my voice through the PA flat as last night's tonic. Through my patter of ecology and evolution, I'm thinking, what can I say that will matter beyond this, your annual 10 paid days? Then the twin engines downroar to slow ahead. Turns churr the air, and a geyser of breath rises as if on cue. Just ahead at 1 o'clock, I say from the bridge, a logging humpback. The railings crowd, cameras rise, empathy and longing fog the air, thick as diesel exhaust. I can smell the long dive on the breath of the whale, fishy and pungent. To the tide of awe, I say, whales don't sleep like us. They rest one half of their brains at a time. Then the whale dives, flukes glinting. Ashore, the first seatings are done with their salads. Barbacks have filled sinks with ice. The town is primping its diversions for the taffy-scented night. After the decks are scrubbed and the candy racks stocked, I, too, will disembark, not really thinking of whales, but full of what I've almost lost, my own predictable and deep contentment in their brief time at surface, the shine of thick nares pulling open, falling closed, and as I bicycle home, swerving around couples, squeezing between side mirrors and telephone poles, my ears ring with breath. This next poem that I want to read, mid-trip, mid-season, is a little bit more cranky with the expectations of nature and with my role as a naturalist in engaging with them. It takes place in Southeast Alaska. Mid-trip, mid-season. Cocktail hour in the lounge, and today the special is glacial flowers, muddy booze, blue ice. I am not allowed to drink, but must mingle, chat, smile. I pretend that I smoke. On the crew only fantail, diesel fume and drone, the slow wear of my hearing, but breeze, but sea, but permission to be silent and expectant. In the lounge, they're comparing colleges and hometowns, that other kind of history. No one wants to know what's outside unless it's off the charts. A bear swimming to a moose, being ripped by killer whales while a wolf pack howls on shore, bald eagle glaring from a cedar snag. That kind of thing. Otherwise, they're exhausted by attending, by my demands to look, look, to look at the broad blur of vista, no points of interest assigned by placards, and find wonder, whether we see anything on the brochure or not. And I am not yet tired of looking, but have lost for a while the will to ask the simple questions that open a place to being seen. Where are you from? What made you come to Alaska? What did you hope to see? Thank you.